looking left, throwing, looking up in the sky, and oh, what a catch by Josh Gordon! What a catch by Gordon!
Here with Josh Gordon. Josh, coming off a great season, how excited are you to be back in the building, getting ready to get back to work?
Extremely excited. You know, the energy here is just amazing right now. I'm ready to get back to work. I was so bored in the offseason. Glad to have something to do.
Well, you had some fun in the offseason, I'm sure. You're getting making the rounds, etc. What was the most fun thing you did this offseason?
Most fun thing had to be the Pro Bowl. Going to Hawaii for the first time, that was a big deal to me.
Yeah, certainly a big honor. Now you get to work with Kyle Shanahan, who has a history of feeding the ball to his number one receivers, guys like Andre Johnson in the past. How excited are you to work with Coach Shanahan?
I'm really excited, you know, to have a guy like that, and that offense has been amazing. I ran it before with Coach Sherman, similar offense to the West Coast, but I talked to actually Robert Griffin about it, you know, RG3, and he told me it's great. I should love it, so we'll see.
How do you approach the challenge now that you've reached basically the pinnacle of your profession at the wide receiver position last year, doing it again, staying consistent, and being able to become that superstar year in and year out?
No, I don't think I really reached my pinnacle yet.
I think that's
just the tip of the iceberg, you know, really. Yeah. I think I can go a lot higher, a lot further than that, but, you know, I think just hard work and what we do here in the offseason going to depend on that.
How do you feel about the vibe that's in the building this year? This is your third year here. Is it a little bit different? Do you sense anything different as you guys get ready for this season?
I really think so. A lot more guys buying in. You know, the young guys we did have, like myself, growing up, becoming veterans in this game, learning how to play, how to last longer, stuff like that, and exactly what you need to do to become a winner. So I think a lot of guys are seeing exactly the intangibles and details that we need to get in to really figure out how to get W's up there.
And what do you think about the additions on the offense? Ben Tate to come be the running back. You get Andrew Hawkins in the slot, a speed guy. And then Nasty Nate Burleson, a little bit of a veteran presence.
Yeah, I mean, we actually got to see Hawkins for the first time out there today run routes with us. He's extremely fast and quick, man. I haven't seen a guy like that in a while. But I know Nate hasn't came yet, but Ben Tate, I'm from Houston, so I was watching. I've been a fan since he got drafted. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen this offseason.
First down, looking, throwing. Gordon caught it. He's at the 35, 40, 45, 50. Here he goes. 35, 30. Bye, bye, Gordon. Touchdown. 80 yards. That's nothing. He had 95 last week.